Well, good day, friends. It's the 5th of August, and it's been a few days of quite cool mornings, but glorious sunshine throughout the day. So may that encourage us, even though you are getting out of bed or trying to work out all the things ahead of you and wanting to stay rugged up. But there's a wonderful day ahead for each of us, even though I think the temperature's not going to get too high today. We're very blessed to be able to spend time together. And I want to continue reading in 1 Corinthians and add a proverb to our reading as well. But I remind you, just be still and be silent for 20 seconds or 2 minutes. Hit pause for that time. We continue our second reading in 1 Corinthians, and I'm finding that there's every verse is jam-packed with information and thoughts. So it'll be small sections at a time, I think, in this book, because it's not like a narrative. It's packed with theology and thinking. So I'm going to pick up from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4. And Paul continues his introduction, but now he focuses on the people themselves in the beginning of this letter. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow, a lot to think and just to be reminded of. I counted back in these first 9 verses, reference to Jesus, or the Lord Jesus Christ, happens 10 times. So I was just struck by the importance or the high regard of identifying who we are and who God is and why we've been called. How regularly Paul brings the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, those 3 terms stitched together, I think, happened 6 times, reminding us that it is in Jesus, the person in Christ, the promised Messiah who would come, and in the Lord who we bow and obey, that everything of our existence can be sustained and found in. I always thank my God for you. May that be something that we do for one another. Paul was going to go ahead and spend many pages of this letter and also 2 Corinthians challenging them and bringing up issues and correcting them, and in fact reprimanding some of them too. But he always thanks the Lord or our God because of his grace shown in them. So maybe we have this attitude of thankfulness to all those who are believers in the body of Christ, because without them we struggle. We need this fellowship, this friendship that he finishes this phrase with, that God is faithful and has called you into fellowship with his Son. So I wanted just to perhaps pick out one thing, is that may we consider one another with great joy. May we pray and uphold one another. May we seek to strengthen each other. We need that, and I need that from you, and I think you'd need that from me. We can often find errors in one another, but ultimately God can find many errors in each of us anyway. That's not our job. Our job is to lift one another up. And as a leader, Paul goes ahead to bring up issues. And that's the responsibility of those that God has called to do. But all of us are to have this gratitude, this thankfulness for one another. And Paul will go on and talk about the spiritual gifts. So I'll leave that comment for later. But I'm just also intrigued about the day of the Lord. And he is going to keep us till the end. Three times in this section it refers to God's purposes in Jesus returning. So I'd encourage you, just be building one another up, full of grace and joy, and keep on anticipating in our minds the imminent return of Christ. The world affairs at the moment are heading in that direction. It's looking more and more. The signs and wonders and issues around us. So let's be confident that Christ is returning soon. And in the meantime, thank God for one another. Build each other up as much as possible. May those words be on your hearts today, wherever you travel and go. Here's a few proverbs to finish. I'm going to begin again from Proverbs chapter 15 and read 2 or 3. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. Well, let's be careful of what we say in harsh words, or be gentle, full of knowledge. And may they be filled with joy for one another and expectancy of Christ's return, when we will be vindicated for our faith and receive all the inheritance and have opportunity to restore this broken world in the millennium to come. God bless, friends. I'll talk to you on Friday. I'm going to keep sending this out to each person for this week. And then if you want to remain hearing these sent to you, please let me know. Remember again, hit pause and ponder for 20 seconds or 2 minutes on some of the thoughts raised today. God bless, friends.